Number 9, chugging. What in the world is chugging? Chugging basically is a way that one person can play two different parts. For example, I can back myself up and I can play lead over top of it. I think this is probably, this is the way I learned to play harmonica, learn blues. I've taught many, many people how to chug and how to learn blues from it, because not only does it teach you the blues scale, it teaches you rhythm, but really importantly, it teaches you breath control. Now, chugging, I'll do a little bit of chugging for you and then I'll break it down. Basically, I'll do a little bit of, say, background rhythm, and then I'll improvise over top of it and come back to the rhythm. So my basic rhythm might be, for example, this. Now, I'll do that, and I'll play notes out of the blues scale in between there to make it sound good. So here it goes. Okay, pretty much the last part is what we have down for number 9. It's 2 draw, 1, 2, 3 blow, 1 draw, 1, 2, 3 blow, 2 draw. Now I'm using hand vibrato, I'm closing up here. This is a great thing to learn to do. I really don't know of any good harmonica player who is not a good chugger. If you find somebody that's a good harmonica player and they're not a very good chugger, somewhere along the line, they'll be lacking something. This is really important. One thing that it really helps you do, like I say, is to control your breath. Now, as far as all these, number 10 is single note bends we've gone over. Number 11 is mastery of the blues scale. Boy, this is important. This is the foundation. Okay, this is what you need to know in order to improvise.